Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people that I love. Yes, I have a voice. Oh, last week was funny, wasn't it? But we got through it. Where there's a will, there's a way. Yep, I just kept saying I have a voice. I have my full voice, and we got through it. So I've got some amazing information for you, and I want you to stop what you're doing. Put everything down. Stop. So you can really hear the process of where this came from. So I've been getting lots and lots of calls and emails about physical stuff. Now, you know, we talked about the fact there was a big shift going on in the entire universe, and physical maladies were showing up as we were adjusting going through this. But I wanted to get a little more specific. So I sat down and I said, look, channel, and I asked, because you have to ask to receive. I'm asking, what do I need to get into alignment? Sciatica. It told me to go to a song. And the song that popped in was Hallelujah, the old Hallelujah. Christ the Lord is risen today, Hallelujah. Okay, so last Sunday was Easter. This Sunday, today, thank you, Tanya, is Orthodox Easter, which is basically the same thing except a king and a pope addressed and adopted two different calendars. So celebrates it one day and the Eastern celebrates it another day. Basically, it's about the Easter story and Christ being risen. And I said, okay, well, I know we've been working for over a year now, I think, on I Am the God of Me. And the highest claim that they gave me, are you ready? I am risen. I want you to just feel into that. I, the God of Me, is risen. So I said, okay, well, how then do I take that out to my community? What does being risen mean? And they took me through the Christmas story. And basically, the highest word, and you know you have to claim it to be it. So for all of the emails, and I'm going to try and resend to everybody and a lot of the programs that I've done, the highest claim no longer is, but does include, it no longer is, I am health perfection. It is, I M. Yeah, I was checking that. Because when we have risen into the gods that we are, we know there are no limitations in our creative ability. Unlimited. So everybody go to your love place. Just feel into your love place. That's what it feels like to know that you're the powerful God of you that has risen. Kind of delicious, isn't it? So you see how fast the work is shifting now. Boy, I can't wait for Creation Station. Which, by the way, we had someone that dropped out, so there is one spot available in person. Of course, you can all sign up remotely. And you don't miss a thing, guys. Questions and participate just like you were here. But there is one spot in person if you are so inclined. I want you to remind you that the webinar on the teenager is coming up. And I asked if there was any information I could bring in today, and they took me to Core Belief 22, that this was the major belief that most people put together during their teenage years, is I'll never be good enough. Boy, do I get that. You know, I've told you the story, was a cheerleader, was homecoming queen, never felt good enough, never felt a part of, which is my perception, okay? But because of the way I was treated and because of the wealth of my, or lack of wealth of my family, I felt like I did not belong and I was never going to be good enough to belong. So this, for me, will be an incredibly powerful webinar. Okay. They want us to balance everything we've talked about, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. When I do that, it neutralizes all but the truth. Okay? We are directing our hearts to open front and back, merge with our whole brains. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. So it is, we claim, I am risen. All right, we're going to be going to the calls. And we're off. Andrew in Toronto, have you been, my man?
I am doing absolutely fabulous, and I listened to the replay of last week's show last night. I don't really have a question. It's more of an observation comment from what I heard because of what's going on. Things are about to move really fast orbit-wise.
Yep.
It's like, oh, my God. It's just like it's just amazing. But you know, last week you talked about, and I'm trying to recollect. I'm gonna do this, like, about the energy when you said, "I am risen." I was like, "Yep, that is so me. I am risen." And one of the things that I noticed is I'm more getting into the flow because I'm more focused on the present versus focusing on the past and the future, and I recollect that one of the callers, they were about to want to ask you, and you had actually said, well, I don't do that. It's asked something to do with something that could happen. And I was like, well, and for the longest time, I've never really, for myself, I never really felt comfortable asking those that have gifts as to what's going on in the future, because then we're focusing on what could come instead of focusing on enjoying the moment and getting to where it is we want to go. My car settlement has finally resolved itself. A couple, 10 days ago, I signed my my settlement document, and it's actually close to what I was expecting. And I'm leaving Toronto next month. I'm working on leaving Toronto next month, and I just wanted to remind everyone to focus on the present.
Yes, because, guys, the present is the only place you create in. If you keep focused on the past and your stories and why can't you and what the limitations are, you literally are in the present moment creating the past all over. If you're looking to the future, that brings anxiety and unknowingness. The only moment you create in is this moment right now. Where am I focused right now in this moment? So that's a great reminder for everybody. I'm so thrilled that all of this is really moving into flow. And you're right, things are going to start getting a lot faster, which doesn't mean worse. It just means, you know, everybody, if you stay in the present, you don't get overwhelmed.
I look at it as a roller coaster ride. Enjoy the roller coaster ride, and that's what I'm going to do. And I just wanted to share. And when I do move, you'll be getting a call from where I'm going to be. So
you better. You better, you little sucker. Thank you for sharing, Andy.
Thank
great
you.
Bye
now. Happy
honey.
Sunday.
Thank you. Can you hear the joy in his voice? And the energy is fabulous. Kate in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Christos Anesti.
I'm sorry?
half my family is Greek, and that's what you say on Greek.
Oh.
Easter.
Oh,
he is
well,
risen.
Right back
Thank
at you,
risen.
Kate.
And then you say, Alithos Anesti.
Alithos Anesti.
Woo!
I like it.
There you go. Now,
feels
now
happy.
You're Greek.
Okay. Do
so,
you have a Greek question
yeah,
for me?
Yeah, great memory. Yeah. After that. So my weird physical thing is the bottoms of my feet, like maybe the last 5 days. And it doesn't feel like neuropathy. It's not a tingly pain, but boy, as soon as I sit down or lay down. And
yeah.
So I think of moving forward, you know, your feet are moving you forward. I got that part, but.
Yeah, and you're right about that.
Nice day to get through that. Oh,
you're right about that. The pain, though, their thing is coming, it's more like a pinched nerve. Neuropathy. So, I mean, I'm not a doctor, guys. I can give you energetically, Graham, but because, you know, again, if we don't clear things up in our energy, they present themselves in our body. So we have to, you know, address them. We go into a core belief here. Oh, well, here we go. I'll never be good enough.
Yeah, that hit me when you said that.
Well, so in the last 10 days, go back before the pain started. In the last 10 days, what plugged you into I'm not good enough? I believe it's...
Changing my work. I'm doing one thing for the past year, and I feel that's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And now I want to move on to my next area of staying more in one place than I've been very I've been moving a lot for my work.
Okay. be very specific, be more specific about what you want, and then step into it.
Got it.
So you're kind of like, well, I want to move from here, not quite sure what I want to do, where am I going?
Yeah.
So your feet are stuck.
Yeah.
You got it?
Oh, interesting.
You have the analogy, right?
I'm very visual, so yes, I see mud. I see myself in mud.
Okay, yeah. Good metaphor. And mud is easy to get out of. You don't.
Oh, good
you
one.
Just don't want to keep walking in it. So visualize yourself. Visualize a beautiful patch of green with some beautiful flowers. Right. And just easily step out of the mud up onto the green with the flowers.
Wow.
Okay.
Spring. Yeah.
Spring. Rising up. New beginnings.
Mm.
Unlimited possibilities. Okay? And now, sit down and make a list, Kate, of exactly the attributes you want wherever you're going next.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you, baby. That was a nice little trip out of the mud. Everybody, climb out of the mud. Up with those beautiful daffodils or flowers, whatever ones you love. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
This is great. It's exact what I'm going through right now. So really good. Because I've been having these really vivid, remembrances. Not even being able to sleep, and then waking up really early. And then I just said, you know what? That's the past. And now we have now. You know. And I'm just kind of wondering. Yeah, and what does your channel say about all these really vivid memories? I mean, they're super vivid.
Well, are they vivid memories when you're conscious or when you're sleeping?
When I'm awake.
When you're awake.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We would like the highest information and explanation about what that's about and what we should get from it. Sheets. Give me a song, babe.
Hallelujah, like you said earlier.
Okay, you got your message. Let it, and they're playing for me. Let it go, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is exactly what you described it as, Paula. It's a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? It's not reality. It's a memory.
Right. And I feel like it's like leaving my system.
It is.
Yes. And it's like I'm seeing it and it's saying, and I can wave goodbye to it.
Yeah. And
it's
thank
like,
it. Thank you. You're part of what brought me to the moment of my full realization that I'm at now.
Yep.
You don't want to fight it, guys. You want to accept it, redirect it, and let it go. Okay, what else?
The other thing is that I've been reading this book, Cast.
I don't know it. Spell it.
Caste. And it's by Isabel Wilkerson. And it is so good. You know, it's like at least it's like looking at how our country, you know, the caste system that's in it and where we are today. And so I think this is really playing into all my memories coming out and just kind of looking at that matrix to dissolve it and move to our next where we're all more sovereign, you know.
Yeah, and what you're talking about, Paula, are IDF patterns.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think I have to do a webinar on these IDF patterns because a lot of you don't understand them and you're not utilizing. You want to be in alignment, remember, with all the positive IDF patterns and the perfection that they are. Things that have run in the family for generations, those are IDF patterns that your energy holds. You don't have
yes.
to hold them anymore. You know?
That's right.
Just because essential tremors runs through my family doesn't mean that I, risen up, have to take that with me. It gets to stop with me.
I love that. And
okay.
It applies to my hereditary stuff too. I totally agree. Yes. We
yeah.
are risen.
And remember, the channel just says hereditary stuff, all that, that those are ideas that have taken physical form that have been passed down. You do not have to believe that system anymore. You do have to be clear about what you're choosing to believe. Okay?
Right. Moving into the positive IDF.
Yes.
Connecting
that
with that.
I am the powerful God of me that creates. And it's the opposite positive of the IDF pattern that you are witnessing. So I am the powerful God of me whose nervous system is calm and balanced and stable. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
We all need that.
Indeed. Indeed. All right.
So much.
You're welcome. That
I
was
love
great.
You.
I love you too, baby. That was great for all of us. Megan in North Carolina, you're on.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. Yes, so I've been taking in this whole show. It's right on, right on. Because at work, the metaphor I got was death by a thousand cuts. As I walk through the year that I've had at this job, it seems like every little barbs, little cuts. So that by Friday, I had gotten one of the jugular and I lost myself. Went into reaction, totally went into reaction. And now as I sit with it and listen to your show and embrace my risenness, I'm wondering what else I need to tweak.
Well, for what purpose? See, you've got to be specific, guys.
Oh.
What do I want to align to what?
I want to get a job in political advocacy.
Okay. But the channel's saying that's not the highest thing.
Oh,
What you want from what all the stuff that you stated,
uh-huh.
What you want is to know that you are your own power.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds
you don't go into reaction and accept a thousand little cuts, do you?
Correct. No, not at all.
Okay. And, Megan, you've already gotten your answer.
Yes.
I am risen. I am unlimited.
Yes.
Now, again, The more specific you know what you want,
okay,
the more specific the God of you and the universe can deliver that.
Yes.
So make a list of exactly all the attributes you want in this new job.
Okay.
Now, the big thing is you feel love first.
Right.
Well, I cannot stress that enough, guys. And you know what my teabag said this morning? Your
what?
Greatest strength is love.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even on
that's
my freaking teabags, I'm getting a message.
Wow.
Anything you want to create, go to the force of love first. And match
right.
it with that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let me know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, you guys, you never let me know. You know, I like to know. Adele in Connecticut. What's that?
Hi. I have a couple of things. One is that I have a very, very noisy neighbor. And so, and in other places, like it seems like I've moved like three times. And each time the neighbor gets like noisier. So what is that trying to tell me? What is the listen? What do I need to be listening to? Like this morning, I just stayed with it and the TV was on so loud. And now she's just been banging for like about an hour. And so what is the lesson for me? Yeah, so that's what I would just
okay.
like to know. Like,
well, Adele, if you've moved three times and every neighbor is noisy, you're the only consistent thing in that formula, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so the highest question is, why the hell do you keep attracting this?
Well, that's what I really want to know. That's what...
Okay.
What yeah, so because basically I'm a very quiet neighbor. I love the peace and the stillness. And so that's what I really want to know. Why am I attracting that? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I want peace and I'm attracting chaos, that tells me I have a belief that I can't have peace and that chaos always has to interrupt my life. So they would like you to give them a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Sound of Music.
Okay. Perfect. Because if you go to the end of the Sound of Music, you see, Maria got everything she wanted. She got the beautiful home, the family she loved, the man she loved, her beautiful Austria. And then the war hit, and they had to escape. So you have connected peace, chaos. Actually, chaos isn't loss. Peace with loss. And I'm going right to your mother. Well, how did your mother verbally teach you that, or how did she model that for you? That with peace came chaos.
Well, you know, my mother was not one to really talk about anything. I grew up feeling like I always needed to be the good girl and to always do everything to please everybody. And so I've just always been a very peaceful person. And I think she was just not, I don't think that she was really comfortable with herself. I think that she had, many insecurities or whatever.
Okay.
But,
so within her assumed peacefulness, there was chaos, wasn't there?
Well, yes, because I remember she would like, you know, like in front of everybody, everything was fine. But then I remember when she was doing things, when she would get aggravated and she would say, son of a, you know, and she would say that. And then basically it was just like, and in our home, there was nothing was ever talked about at all. It was just always kind of like, you know.
Okay. All right.
Putting in like what the other people are going to really like. So put on the facade.
Yeah. Well, so you're still doing that. Have you even spoken to this neighbor?
Yes, I did. Actually, I basically said to her, I said, I just have, you know, a couple of favors to ask. And so basically she said to me, you're just a complainer. Get out of here and don't ever come back. And she said that she went on and she said, you know, I just hate everybody here, everybody. And she just went on and on. And I just basically, you know, I just felt this wasn't a person that I could really communicate with. So I just left.
And she's not, which is exactly.
No, she isn't.
Which is exactly, Adele, which is exactly what your mother modeled to you. Nobody's going to hear you. Even when I speak up, nobody's going to listen. So I just am a good little girl, and I keep quiet. And the only time I let it out is when I'm by myself, and I'm so frustrated, and I can swear. Okay, so what that attracts to you, you keep attracting people to you and situations to you to show you that you do not want that anymore.
No, I don't. And I,
all right,
and I really...
but Adele, take a breath. Just take a breath.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Yes, go
ahead. I love you.
Sorry.
I love you. You know that. Okay.
Yes.
So what the channel is saying is every time you go to move, consciously or subconsciously, the focus is on, I don't want to move to another noisy place. I don't want to move to someplace else with neighbors that aren't going to hear me, where I can't express myself, where things can't. Okay, but that just brings it to you. Start saying, I live in a peaceful, quiet place. That's what I want, universe. And start sending her love and seeing her.
Oh, yeah, I do. Her... I send her love. And I said,
no,
loves...
it goes right to no when you say that, baby.
Pardon?
It goes right to no when you say that. You,
really?
you absolutely think you do and intend to do it. But what the love they're talking about, Adele, is I love you even if you change or not. So it's an unconditional love. Okay? Start focusing through your love place everything you want, which is calm and peace and respect of being heard. All those are the things you want. So you have to start bringing your focus through love back to feeling those things.
Okay, baby?
All right. You can do this.
All right. Okay. All right.
But, you know, guys, again, the channel can give you the information. You have to do the work. Janice in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
Good. Okay. I think I got, maybe I did get my answer with your I am risen.
Everybody got their answer with that. Everybody got their answer with that. But go ahead, and I will explain it.
Okay. So I have two questions. The question that it's my arm. It's my right forearm, which goes into my bicep sometimes. I wrenched this arm more than 10 years ago, and it still bothers certain times, certain motions that I make, and I'm wondering what's the energy behind it.
Well, you are correct. I am risen is the best direction for it. But the energy behind it, what they're showing me, you know how the old traffic cops used to blow their whistle and put up their arm and bend their hand back and say stop?
Okay.
That's what they're showing me. So what are you trying to stop yourself from, baby? Well, we're going to a core belief here. Okay. You're trying to stop yourself from truly moving into your own power. Because they took me to, I can never be God. So, guys, the more we resist, I am risen, and I am the powerful God of me, the more our bodies have to go into resistance and imbalance somewhere. So I want you to turn your hand over, turn your arm over, so the palm's up. And with your fingers, just say, come here. You know how you motion somebody to come to you?
Yes.
Okay. What do you feel?
Warmth.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. Well, if I put my arm up higher, it starts to feel painful.
No, I didn't.
No.
Doesn't matter how high it is.
Okay.
Just exercise. Say, and be aware that when you do that exercise, you're saying to yourself, come on, power. I'm ready to accept you. Come on.
Okay.
And feel a lot of love before you ever go into that.
Yes.
Is there anything higher? Okay. Let me know, okay?
I will.
All right.
I have another question.
Yes.
Okay. There, and you have to tell me if this is okay. There is a person who calls you frequently and has been calling you for several years. And I think that she could benefit from sessions, and I'm wondering if it's okay if I paid for that.
That's the highest question. Yes, it is. How sweet and generous of you. I believe the person you're referring to is already doing them.
Okay. So I will send that to you anyway. And
yes.
Ever
please do. How incredibly giving of you, Janice. I showing me a field of, like, priests in white robes that are bowing down to you.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Yes.
So you are acknowledged, my love. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Oh, that so touched my heart. Ilka in Florida, you're on.
Hi. Sorry, I'm sick, and this is one of the reasons I'm calling you. And I'm really sorry I missed the beginning because I was a good girl, missed church yesterday, and I was watching something, but it's later. Sorry about that. Anything you can tell me why I got sick? Is there anything to do with the bit of a chaos in my work situation, or we fight for money because we have so many unexpected expenses lately. Anything
Ilka,
the general give me.
It has to do, and all illnesses have to do, and this is what you miss, with the fact that we are resisting being God. And the highest claim that they gave me, place I am health perfection, is I am risen. I am risen. Now, what that means is I am unlimited in my creation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Metaphorically, if we can raise ourselves from the dead, we are unlimited. That's the metaphor. That's why they gave us the word unlimited. It's not about money. That's a true statement. It's a true statement. It's not about your job. What they're giving me, my beautiful person, is that it's an IDF pattern. Remember, we've been talking about that for some time now. It's
yeah,
a pattern. It's a pattern of beliefs that runs through your family about wellness. Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Gosh, there was one. Gosh, there was like a funny song. I know the name of it.
Well, then go to another song.
La Bamba. I think it's La Bamba.
Oh.
Why
La Bamba. La Bamba.
I don't know why
it came from me. Okay. Okay. So, well, hold on. I have to. What is the meaning of the song La Bamba?
Well, I love dancing. I love
hold
happiness.
On, hold on. La Bamba is a Mexican folk song. Hold on. I'm seeing if... Best known for... Well... It's not giving. I need to know what it's about. Hold on. I've got my. God, I'm scared to death to do this because I'm on the computer for the show. Hold
on. It's not my desire to be happy, to dance, to have joy, kind of thing. Seems like that's what goes to my mind.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now we're going to a core belief. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here. Okay, so what did your mother teach or model to you about being joyfully happy? When you're joyfully happy, what happens?
Well, she struggled through life. She was abused, and it might have been something when
okay.
she was pregnant.
So the message there is, if I can even be joyously happy, somebody or something takes it away. That's the IDF pattern that's running through. So you have to direct your little girl, your teenager, yourself, redirect you into the belief, when I'm joyfully happy, I live in love, I live in peace, I live in health. Being joyfully happy creates all the good things in my life. it creates flow and joy and health. Because right now, subconsciously, you've got the belief that the happier you get, the more you have to suffer. And that's a very, very age-old religious belief. That's why you hear stories of the old priests going down and flogging themselves every night so that they could earn penance to be happy and be loved. It's what religion were you raised, Ilka?
Well, I came from a communist country, so there wasn't too much of religion. My parents never went to church, and we were hiding the last few years I was there to go to Easter with a couple of friends. So it was kind
of... Yeah, see, right there. Just stop right there. And when did you start getting sick?
Oh, gosh, it started last week.
Yeah, right after Easter, huh?
Seems like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't you think that subconsciously your little girl went, oh, Easter, we have to hide. It's not safe. We have to, you know?
Wow.
Guys, yeah.
Cute. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. You bet it's huge, sweetheart. That's why the more conscious you become about your belief systems, the more you can put all this stuff together yourselves. And that's my goal, is to teach you all how to heal yourselves.
Wow. Thank you so much for clearing that for me.
Yeah. So now Easter means I am risen, I am powerful, I am safe, I am joyful. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Healthy. You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Wow. That was pretty awesome, guys. Pretty, pretty awesome. All right. We don't have time for another one, so let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. Feel it. Really feel it, guys. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about. I love you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.